What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Tulos Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to Tulos.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free. What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee.
It's your boy, Rick the Negotiator.
And this is the Artist Spotlight, The God Show. Let's go. And today I have a very special guest. And I know I always say that, but this artist is actually special. This artist is signed to us. This is a young lady, Rick, who we met on some random shit. She came to my office. Taylor brought her to me, a young lady on the radio. Taylor Daniel brought her to me. And I just loved her. She had motion. Don't smile. She had motion. But she was one of the first artists that I worked with that I was like, oh, wow, this is the new age artist. Because she had all the motion, has all the songs, has all the talent, but she popping. So she everywhere. Music comes and it goes and everything else. But I will tell you this. The reason why she's here now, guys, is because over the last 12 months, she's been hustling and building and her shit is turning. So I was like, you ready to go finally? And she was like, yeah, I need to do the show. So everybody give it up for Tone Soleil. Soleil. My sister's my baby. Oh my God, I love your sister. That's my baby. But Tony, how you feeling?
I'm feeling really good after that introduction. Yeah. I mean, I love that introduction. I feel great.
Teeth is perfect. Rick, teeth is perfect. Skin is popping. Everything is on. She's always been like that. So Tony, you got signed to Warner through Teron and myself. Tell me your experience that you thought was going to happen and tell me what happened.
Okay, so I came to, when I met you in Toronto, I was 18. I had just turned.
You just turned 18. Yep.
Yeah.
I think I met you when you were 17.
Yeah.
But you turned 18 when we signed you.
Yeah. By the time I had just turned 18, and y'all presented me with the Warner deal. And I remember you told me, Tony, before you take this Warner deal, you don't have to take this Warner deal. We gonna try to do. But I wasn't really understanding what you were saying to me back then. It wasn't processing. And I just wanted to get signed so bad because I just thought after you got signed, it was just that's it. Like that was the major thing. You know, you get signed and then that's it. And then after that, I got signed and I was just in the studio every day. I remember it being like the fun first jitters when you first get signed. You in the studio every day. You doing it. But then after that, I'm starting to see like, you got to get on meeting after meeting before you drop a song. And then it's less like, it's just, it takes forever. And then after that, they pick the song. It's nothing wrong with it, but it's just.
Well, yeah, we picked the song with them because I wanted to put a song out on you.
Yeah.
And by the way, see, this is a good conversation, Rick, because what happened was you get an artist signed. And when you don't, and when you do it, just so everybody know, when you do a deal, the first thing you should be trying to do is get a song out within the first 90 days.
Yes.
Like if you sign a deal, if you sit there for 6 months, because you got to remember, they're signing new shit.
You might sit for another 6 months.
You might sit for another 6 months and you lose your motion. So when we signed her, the thing, Tony was one of those YouTube artists. I don't want to call you that, but in the music business, that's what we call her, right? She got 400,000 subscribers on YouTube, million subscribers, but the Spotify and all the other numbers was low, right? So she's one of them artists that had real motion. I didn't know a lot about what I knew now. That's by the way, I'm not afraid to admit that. But she had motion. She was all over the Shade Room team. She was going viral every week or two. And by the way, she knew how to do it. No, nigga. She would tell me, Ray, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to go viral. Am I lying? She'd be like, Ray, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to go viral. When I go viral, I need you to do that. So it was the first time I was working with like a young artist. But she knew. Like, she knew, she understands social media. So my question to you is, what do you think you did wrong when you were signed that you would do differently now? Because this show is for people watching at home that want to be in the business. There are people who are like, man, if I had an opportunity, I would fuck up. If I was in the middle of Ray and Rick, oh, my God. what is it that you think you did wrong once you got signed?
Well, definitely because I was 18 when I was signed. I hate saying it like I'm so old. I'm still young.
You're like 21, 20?
22.
Yeah.
But it's like, because I did sign when I was 18, and because, yeah, the internet was so big in my world back then, yeah. It was like I was more so focused on the internet than my career, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the songs that I was putting out back then, too, I feel like I had good songs, but it's just like I know my potential. Like, it was so many other songs that we had worked on that was so much better. Like, and then, too, I feel like in a way, I want to say everything happened for a reason, because I kind of feel like I got signed and I went through that experience to teach me things, because I kind of learned from that.
Yeah.
Because when I had to go on this little hustle, because when Warner let me go, you kind of like sit back and you back in Miami, you back at home, you back by yourself, and you get to thinking like, all right, well, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't go to college.
Yep.
You know, I didn't go to college. I wasn't one of those college students, college girls. So it was like I always had fast money from the internet or just moving fast. Like, my life is just fast. Like, and I'm young. So I was just always, as you getting older, you back in Miami, you start to think, you looking around, you like, well, shit, you about to get to 25, 26, and you ain't go to college. Mm-hmm. You ain't, what you want to do, girl? You can't just be a pretty face, you know? And I just was thinking, like, my voice is the only thing that I really know that's my money
maker.
That's
your superpower.
And then because I went through the Warner experience, I started to manage myself. Even when I had left Warner and I had was basically independent again, I'm in Miami by myself, I'm like, okay, I'm back to square one. And I started like moving as if I was the label.
Mm.
Like, I started doing my own rollouts. I started doing my own thing. That's when you start taking the craft serious for yourself, I feel like. And then that's when you start wanting it. Like, I start understanding what them artists was doing, selling CDs out their trunk and all of that type of stuff.
Right, made sense all of a sudden now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. All that type of stuff started making sense. It started making me feel like, all right. And then, you know, I always got Ray and Teron in my corner. Because I called Teron, like, at 2-4 in the morning for songs, like, that I got a melody in my head that I need answered, and he answered the phone
every time.
Like, with Ray kind of like, he kind of eased up to kind of see if I was gonna put in the work. I kind of felt like with Ray, it's like having two different type of dads. Teron's like the cool one, like, you could call, da, 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 da. Yeah. And then Ray's the one who's like, I'm gonna let you feel it, I'm going to let you touch that soul, see if it's hot.
That's right.
And I'm going to let you come back to me when you're ready and you learned your lesson. Like, you know, like, he's one of them, like, you got to come to me with an agenda.
Here's why. If you had this mentality, do you think the Warner situation ends up differently?
Of course. But I felt like if I had this mentality, we would have never signed to Warner.
We would have never signed to Warner. But here's the best part. You're free now, and now we could do anything. And for me, she's right. I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, I love Tony, but Tony is too fucking talented to not use it for music. Like, it was almost like, I met Ray, I got a check for music. I need to get checks from everywhere. And I'm like, no. You can get way more checks for music if you just do your part. And you could just tell. It was almost like, I've never met a girl like her. Like, I've never met a kid that I was like, her to be so young, she's a boss. She knew her business. She always went, like, dog, I don't even know how she got here. What's she doing here? I'm being honest with you, but imagine if I did. Imagine how hard that would be. Now I got to figure out where she's staying, who she's staying with, what's going on, what we doing. Nah, you got to show up. Because when Tony blow up, I believe you will. When she blows up, you're going to make way more money off of your name than I am. So if that's the case, why am I working harder to make money off your name when you're going to make way more money of your name? And I know the only way this works is if you work harder.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you, what it is that you, because, so here's how we got here. So Dre, who runs A&R for us, shout out to Andre Duramis, Dre the Q. Dre comes to me and he was like, yo, bro, we still rocking with Tony? And I was like, of course. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. Her shit going up. I said, for real, she figured it out. He said, I think she figured it out. I said, I need to see her ASAP. Because my thing was, I know I could blow up, but it's just, I can't do it without her. So it's like, I need you to see. And Tony would be like, y'all want me to do what? About what? Like, I got this going on. And I'm like, yeah, but it was always, you young, you pretty, you out. All her boyfriends was famous. I don't think she ever had a boyfriend that wasn't famous. Mm. Every boyfriend was. You know, she dealt with that rapper. That, I'm like, you understand the concept of motion. You just gotta.
And let me tell you, I feel like what a lot of ladies do too. And I do want to say this. I've only been in two relationships too. Ray made me sound crazy.
Not crazy. What I'm saying, but like,
but this is what I'm saying too, ladies too. If y'all are with somebody too that is in the industry, that's do, make sure y'all ride that cocktail. Like you get on that wave and you do whatever.
Don't what you mean? Be,
like, you know, I was in those relationships, but I could have used those platforms too.
You didn't,
and I didn't. I was just always chilling. I was always cool with being like not really seen. It's not even, and I was always seen. Don't get me wrong. I was always seen.
Now, I'm gonna tell you a story. Teron told me, but I'm gonna let you finish. Work
while you're in a relationship. I feel like and still push yourself, especially if y'all both have a platform, try to at least use that to push your brand too, because when you leave him, you want to have something else to be doing
when
too.
When you leave him, not when he leave you.
Yeah, when you leave him.
We know who the man eater is. So watch this. Teron calls me like maybe a few months ago. He's like, yeah man, I was in the studio. He was like, Ray, what's up with Tony? I was like, I love Tony. He was like, nigga, I was in the studio with Chris Brown and Tony was there. And I'm like, what the fuck? He was like, yeah, it was, I guess Metro, a lot of people was in the room. And he was like, Ray, that's the first time I think Tony really, because you know, Tony met us through a personal relationship.
Okay.
So she doesn't really know
who
we are.
Yeah.
She just knows our personality. And by the way, it should be that way. It's like, mm-hmm. your kids shouldn't know that he was out there doing what he was doing. You know, it was like, so she didn't know who we were. And then Teron called me, he said, bro, I think we're gonna be good with Tony because I think she saw who I was. I think because Teron's not flashy. He was like, I'm not really like the nigga that's like, look at my money. I'm the nigga that's like, put me in the booth and watch what I do.
Right.
Then you understand how I make my money. Mm-hmm. So he was like, nigga, I could blow up. I just need to be taken serious. And I'm like, Teron, I can't force it. She'll come when she's ready. And when she's ready, the doors will be open because she's never not been a star. Mm-hmm. She's never been disrespectful. Never had a problem with her. When there was problems that I needed to solve, she would solve it for me. Like, I'm like, so Tony, I'm trying to figure out, I warned her to get you money to do 1, 2, 3. She's like, Ray, I get that myself. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, she 18. I'm like, how the fuck are you moving like that? Mm-hmm. Where you get that from?
I think too, because I had my brothers.
Yep.
I had,
shout out to your bro. That's
yes,
my nigga.
I have my brothers, but then they got locked up.
Okay.
So when they got locked up, it forced me to be by myself, because all my siblings are older than me. So I kind of seen their mess ups too. Like, my siblings, I'm the baby.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like too, being young, I kind of was immature, but I was mature at the same time, because I seen all my mm-hmm. siblings.
You knew what not to do.
You didn't think it could happen to you.
Yeah,
you was kind of like, I'm different from them. But you,
And I am different, because I'm like I don't want to say the black sheep, but I kind of do everything different. Like, everybody, all the women in my family did the college route. They did the college route, the degrees. They went and got careers. And then it was me. I was like, I ain't really feeling college. Like, I graduated school early, high school early. And I went to college to, like, just check it out. And I was like, why the hell would I graduate high school early? I don't want to keep doing more work. Like, it was just too much work. And I'm like, bro, I'm making way more money from YouTube right now. Like, just sitting on my phone. Why the hell am I sitting here trying to figure this stuff out? I want to be a rock star. I want to go on tour. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking at the time. Like, I want to go on tour. I want to live life. I want to do all of that. So
you thought it was going to come easy, though? You thought you going to put out a song and be on tour? Be honest.
I did.
I know.
I thought after I got signed that we was just going to, I thought this, that I was going to put out an EP. I had an EP name. I wanted to call it, what, Toxicity. At the time. I thought I was going to drop my EP, Toxicity, and we was going to push that, and then everybody was going to know it a little bit, and so by the time I went on tour, they was already singing it back to me. Like, I had that vision back then, and then...
I think you can still do it in the next 6 months.
I think it's very possible.
You have a big following, a youthful following, mm-hmm. and I think that you can grow with your fans. I just think that you... Well, I can't even say that. Okay, so here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to do my assessment of you. I think that you're talented. I think you could sing. I think that you're a beautiful girl, and I think you're smart. But I think that you have this thing that women have that are attractive, that feel like, well, I'm attractive. I don't have to be much more. Mm-hmm. And then that means they stop trying. Eventually, stop trying. Eventually, you know, shit stop going their way, and then boom, they fucked up. So with you, it always felt like you had it. You just was like, I've been having it my whole life. What is the big deal? and you got to treat it like you're going to lose it every day. Like, I am tired right now. Rick is tired. We've been working all day, calls and everything. But when it's time to sit down and do this, I'm going to do my job, because this is how I take care of my family. This is how I'm pushing towards taking care of my family. So I'm only asking you that because I just don't. I want to understand.
I feel like what you just said, I always felt like I was pretty. And I always felt like it was easy because the money did come easy.
It came in.
I just feel like what I didn't have around me was people telling me what to do
with my money. Would that have worked?
Yeah. Because one thing about it, I feel like with that, I listen when it's somebody telling me the right thing.
I would say, I'm going to challenge you. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I believe you'll do it once you know it's right. But I don't believe someone walks up to you and says, do this, and you say, that's
no,
the right
not
thing.
A random person. But I feel like I would have to, like say
for you have to earn it. They have
yeah,
to earn
like
your trust, right?
You have to earn that trust with me, of course, for me to know that you're telling me the right thing.
Do you have to earn trust?
I don't want to be led down a path of stupidity.
Do you have to earn trust?
I feel
do
like
you have to?
Oh, do yeah. It's vice versa with anybody I'm in a working relationship with.
Okay, so do your assessment of yourself. If you were would you put money up or would you be like, let me wait?
Would I put money up?
Yeah, if you know what you know, know what you've seen, if you was me or Aunt Teron, would you be like, I bet it up now, I believe now?
Believe what, though?
That you're going to do it for real.
Do what? Everything?
Everything you need to do to blow up.
Oh, hell yeah. I felt it. I felt like I already done been humbled. I already done
I've been
went
humbled.
Through it. I don't already. Yes, I done already did my dues. I felt it. Like, I felt like I done already been a child that had to find her way. I done went through
By the
that
way, you found
already.
Your way, but you found your way back home.
Yes, I done went through that already. Like, I feel like now it's only, and the only reason too is because during the grind season, it was different. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think people understand it. And then as you growing up, you learn more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I'm learning more about myself, as I'm getting older, and I start going through this, and I start seeing the progress by myself,
mm-hmm.
it was like, I could have been doing this.
You should have been doing it.
Yeah.
So, what's the next steps? The next 6 months in a perfect world, next 12 months, what do you want to accomplish?
Okay, well, in the next 12 months?
Yep, next year. Musically. Musically, do not bring up, I want a brand. Like, she's one of them girls that's like, as soon as I sell my first album, I'm opening my hair business and my nail business and my lashes business. It's like, nigga, you know we can just open those up without starting music, right?
Okay, I want to get an EP out. For sure. I've been staying
out
to
do
an EP. But in how
long?
Like, at least in the next 3 months.
So, May.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say three or at least by
June.
Yeah.
So, by the summer, you want to drop an EP. How many songs?
Like, eight.
What we called it?
I don't want to call it Toxicity.
No, that's what I said. What we called it?
I don't want to call it that.
What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And if you're wondering who this beautiful woman sitting next to me is my sister, Tiffany Daniels Sai. Let's give it up for my sister. Everybody can clap. This is good. And my sister she's the most talented person in the family. And we started a family business, a signature scent company. So if you like smoke a lot of weed in your car and you want to get the scent out, you have to check out these scents. I know guys that use it for the weed. I know people that use it for cologne and everywhere they go to get compliments. We make candles. We make
room sprays. We got them in kits. So if you want to buy something for your loved one or anybody, you know, that you care about, hit us up, LorraineCo.com.
And we're going to put the website at the bottom of it. But support this black business, support this black woman, and order, I promise you guys. And matter of fact, use the word gods, and we'll give you 15% off. I just made that up, so if my sister's face looks crazy, don't get mad at her. I'll eat that. But guys, when I tell you this shit is incredible, you really should check this out.
The best scents ever.
LorraineCo.com. And we'll put it at the bottom of the screen. Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know, because at first I was looking at this blog page. They started calling me Florida's R&B princess. I kind of liked it then, but I thought that was too, like, putting me in a box.
That's also too. That's also broad. It's like, yeah. What does that look like, R&B princess?
That is. Because I thought it was just a cute post. They gave me the name.
But they gave you the name. Yeah. But once you give yourself the name.
Oh, that's too much?
No, it's not too much. It's just a lot that comes with it. It's like when T.I. called himself King of the South.
Everywhere but I think
he
went, I will
he had to
be
prove that,
though.
He was a king. Everywhere he went, he got challenged. So when you say R&B princess, you're going to have all these R&B girls saying, why are you the R&B princess? Mind you, I'm with the smoke if you with it too.
Yeah, I feel like, though, I am an R&B princess. I feel like if you do R&B, everybody should hype themselves up, but I ain't going to lie, I feel like I'm the princess. And the reason why I feel that way is because I'm young. Like, I'm the baby of this thing right now. I ain't until got another no kids. 18-year-old,
until an 18-year-old walks in the room.
And then if another one come down, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not that mad. Shoot, we can all pass the crowns along. It's,
so you
want
to pass the princess crown?
By that time, I'll probably be the queen. So it's like, we could pass it. So it's like,
I don't know. I have never seen a woman hand over the crown.
Not handed over.
They'll give it to their daughter. But mm-hmm. It's like, you're the princess now. I don't think I've ever seen that by a woman.
Or I wouldn't even do that. It's just like, it's just like an aura that come with it. Like, you're supposed to just automatically believe that.
So what we calling the project? R&B princess, you want to stick with that?
I was thinking that, or like, I don't know what direction I'm going, because my music is changing every day. Like, this new direction that I'm
what is different now than before? You want to play a song?
A lot of my music is different now. I feel like my sound is different too. I don't sound the same. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What song? Okay, so now you only gonna get one because it's a show.
We could play. Do you want to play Bleed For You or Slept On You?
Not my choice.
It's your call.
It's your call.
Okay, we can play Bleed For You. Bleed For You is like the one everybody knows.
It's out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bleed For You is out.
Bleed For You. No, go ahead. So you want it? You got it.
And that's my baby. Bleed For You is my baby.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that could still now even be a hit. That's my baby.
So you want to play Bleed For You?
Mm-hmm.
What is Bleed For You about?
Bleed For You is about when it's about two people just being like a girl just confused with two people.
Okay.
What two people?
Huh?
What two people? That don't sound like, Bleed For You don't sound like that to me.
It don't? What did it sound like to you?
Sound like some shit. I don't know. What is Bleed For You? If I hear Bleed For You, I'm like, that feels like I'm willing to die for you.
Die for you or I'm willing to something that y'all go through every month, one of the two.
When I wrote the song, I was in Houston when I wrote the song. And Houston and Dallas been my cities where I was like really going to find myself. I don't know.
You had a boy there though?
No.
What you doing there?
Dallas is my quiet place, but Dallas is really peace for me. Like, it's like the opposite of Houston. Houston is really fast, loud. Mm-hmm. Got everybody out there who do the same thing as you, but Dallas is more like of a quiet place. Like, it's not too much going on down there.
Okay.
So when I was in Dallas, when I was in Houston, I was writing Bleed For You. And it was originally a letter to my ex, my first boyfriend.
Okay.
But it was me, and it started with me telling him how I felt. And then as I was going later on, certain things that I couldn't tell him to his face, I could write in a song, because it started going off to me saying, like, I love you, but I love him a different way. Like, I start saying I love
about to play
a whole other person.
Let's
play.
Turn it up. Right here. A little bit more volume.
I've been loving you since I was 16. It's crazy that it ain't no you and me. Trying to figure out what we went wrong. I'm off that licking, I'm trying to come home. I said, but look, you can make it and be playing. And I get around you and I see me on the same shit. But I guess that's us. Cause I don't know how to love. I love him, but I love you a different way. I wish that we was on the same page. If you move on, I still wanna see you. Cause that's the only time I think that I'ma need you. I don't know how to trust, I don't know who to love. How the hell I'm supposed to be with you? God knows what you done put with me. Cause my heart still bleeds for you. Cause my heart still bleeds for you. Cause my heart still bleeds for you. Both of you. get my lick there. Cause you know I'm with that. I want all that get back. Now you want me to choose, but you know my heart's confused. What you want me to do? Want my heart's with both of you. Cause I was loving you when I was 16. It's crazy that it ain't on you and me. I'm trying to figure out where we went wrong. I'm off that lick and I'm trying to come home.
I don't know, I like it.
But I guess that's us. Cause I don't know how to love. I love him, but I love you a different way. I wish that we was on the same page. If you move on, I still gotta see you. Cause it's the only time I think that I'm gonna meet you. I don't know how to trust, I don't know who to love. How the hell I'm supposed to be with you? God knows that you don't put me through. Cause my heart still bleeds from you.
That's hard. But
yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's heavy for, how old were you when you wrote that?
I was 21.
Heavy for a 21-year-old.
Hot.
That's a lot. Now that I just listened to it, now I get it now. Now that I remember what I was talking about. I was really trying to tell my first love that because I experienced somebody else and somebody different, and I experienced a whole nother love, yes, I still love you, but it's hard for me to separate the two now. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like.
You see why I signed it, right? It's levels to it, but it's like.
You make me.
There's a lot of depth there, no question.
But it's great until it's time to go promote the music. And then she like, I need to go make some money, y'all. I'll be back. And then you don't hear for a month and a half.
Because I feel like I have to have my money together. Like, I feel like because I want it to look away and be presented to it. Presented
why?
Away. Because I feel like. Every time on my Instagram or any time on my social media, I always put out a certain, like even now, I drop videos and it still looks like I'm with a label. Like you will still think I'm with a label. That video I just dropped nights like this, that was $8,000.
So let me ask you a question.
Like, you know why, what I'm saying? Like,
why does that matter?
Because what I'm starting to
you could have easily spent that $8,000 on promoting the song through content and probably got way further and didn't even need a video. Like, Money Long song is going crazy. I don't know if anybody's seen the video, but we've seen people act out their version of what the video interpretation is. So I was asking.
It's because like, okay, today age, like with YouTube or just with music period, everything gotta be like quality. Like they're not gonna sit there and look at something that it don't have. Like
says who?
Well, that's what I be thinking. Boom. Maybe that's just me in my own head.
It doesn't. You don't have to have a quality video. No one cares if it costs $8,000 or if it costs $80. Mm-hmm. Can I connect to the song? The raw, I think people are so tired of doctor shit, especially it's something about the internet that makes us feel different about how we view things. Mm-hmm. Like it just feels like Lord Jamar said some shit. He was like, I'm on the internet. Like, I'd be surprised people know me. I'm like, dog, everybody's on the fucking internet. Like, and we don't look for perfection. We just look for whatever's there. And if it's there, we connect to it. We like it. So I don't think, this is what I mean. You got to stop putting the pressure on yourself. Like, it don't have to be perfect. It don't have to be real. It just got to be authentic.
If it was the older times and you were doing videos for TV and movies, mm-hmm. I could see all that. But if you see how everything switched over because of social media, they want it raw. Mm-hmm. You know, they want you. We want to see the good, bad, and the ugly, and everything in between. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We don't really care about.
We want to see how you got your teeth to be so perfect. We want to see how your wig became so perfect. We want to see why your nails are so perfect.
Before it was just results.
We want to
see the process.
Now, boom. Say that again.
We want to see the whole process.
But you said something.
It was results driven before. Now we want to see the whole process, how you got to those results.
Okay.
Like, because what we all have learned to figure out is that everyone, even Taylor Swift, is in her process. Everybody's in a process. Everybody's trying to get, nobody is like, man, I'm here. Feels really good. Everybody's like, I'm here. Now it's time to go up. So, yeah, I just think that you got to give the internet what the rawness of yourself. Like, show them you putting your makeup on. Tell us, like, what's the guy name? Like, you made me, and maybe I'm tripping. I got a room full of people. You made me more interested in the song after you heard it and knew what it was about. Like, this is a song of my first love.
Because sometimes I don't be, like, knowing with that damn song.
But you have to know. The same way you know how Dallas is your piece, mm-hmm. Houston is fun, you have to know Bleed For You was made for this. You have, like I'm saying, you have to know your music. Mm-hmm. You have to make people want to listen to you. They're not going to want to listen to you. Now, as soon as I hear Bleed Love, I'm like, wow, that was for, like, damn, that was for your ex-boyfriend when you was a kid? Like, telling him, shit, that's beautiful. Now I will listen to it. Now I want to hear it again. But when you just like, it's about love, you know, I told, you know, okay. Well, I guess it's about love. Then you heard it was like, no, let me tell you what it's really about. Then it's like, damn, you have to know this shit. If we're going to work, if we're going to win, you have to know this. You have to. You have to be able to say, I would rather you, the best thing you could have did, pull up on him. Pull up on him. What's his name?
Who?
The guy you talking about. See what I'm saying? You want to show the result. This is what's his name? I'm asking.
So I have to say the name?
No. You don't want to say the name. I'm telling you, you need to show him.
Oh, show him.
Like,
the result.
Like.
Wait, what are you saying right
okay,
now?
Okay, right? Cool. Okay, cool. So let's say, so what artists don't understand is the story behind the song. So let's say I see Ty. Ty's my girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I made a song and I gave a perfect example. Usher, Confessions. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I was good, my chick on the side said she got a had a baby on the way. Him and Chili just so happened to break up at that same time. Yes. We thought he had a baby on the way. Am I right, Ty? Did we all think he had a baby on the way?
Yes.
Yes, but it was really Jermaine who had a baby on the way. And what we didn't understand was that it wasn't Usher's story, but we thought it was.
But y'all thought it was. Mm.
And my thing to you is that if you're going to say, here's my first love, how do you make us listen to it? Pull up on him. That's what I said. What's his name? Yeah, what's his name? It could be Rick. His name could be Rick. Pull up on Rick and be like, I made a song for you. Now he's listening intensely and the audience is listening intensely. So now everybody's listening like, oh, that song is for that. Mm-hmm. That song is for that. Well, we did, I'll give you an example. We did When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Famous, I Want to Be a Star for Pussycat Dolls. That was written for Britney Spears.
Okay.
This is around the time where Britney Spears cut her head off and was hitting the car with the umbrella. That's why he says, but be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. Because you just might get it. The song goes, the original lyric wasn't, because the song goes, boys call me sexy. What's up, sexy? The original lyric was, boys call me Britney. What's up, Britney? I don't care what they say. God, like, nigga, the point is that back then we didn't need a story.
Right.
Because back then only 100 songs were put out a week. Now, 1 million a week.
We need the story.
We need a story. I need to know why you, why him, who was about, how does he feel? Did he cry when he heard it? Oh my God, does he love you? And if you're not willing to do that, you don't understand what it takes to be a superstar. Taylor Swift makes songs about every guy she was with. She gets public relationships to make albums about him. That's a marketing ploy.
And I ain't gonna lie, I like Taylor Swift because she tells her story through her videos.
So why wouldn't you tell your story through your content? Mm-hmm. Why are you afraid to say his name? See, you still moving. No, because.
I'm not afraid to say his name.
Jump in.
I know I'm not in here. I agree with you that you have to spin a story. However, for a multitude of reasons, you can do that without necessarily having a name.
Hey, thank
no,
you.
No, 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 no. Hit me up.
Thank
Diamond,
you.
Show a throwback photo that's not, you know, where the people who know will know.
You come can on. Do a little clue. Give her a mic.
You can do little context clues. You can do even little context clues in the video for them to figure out who
put
it
a chair
is.
Give her a chair. Give her a chair.
Give me a chair. All right.
No, no. Hear me out. I hear you, Ty.
I'm just saying, like, I agree with you about telling the story, right?
Get a mic. Get a mic. Get a mic.
Yes.
We can't hear you.
Because we need some women on this in this circle.
She wants some help. Just sit right there and he'll rotate the mic to you. It's all good, Ty. Fuck it. We're going to make it work. Let's go. This is coming out next week.
Okay, so one version is the one where you tell who the person is, right?
Okay.
Whether Taylor is dating men who are in the public
Tony.
Eye as a marketing
ploy. Oh, no, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Whether she's doing it as a marketing ploy or because, I mean, shit, like she's Taylor Swift, who else is she going to date, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about somebody that's already in the public eye, it's a different conversation, right? When you're talking about somebody who, you're how old now?
22.
She's 22. So somebody that you dated 6 years ago, you don't know where he at. You don't know how crazy his current girlfriend is. You don't know how crazy your man is. You don't know that you didn't realize was crazy until you started talking about your ex. Like, there's a lot of other factors.
I agree.
Dealing with somebody that's different. But
go ahead.
To your point, there's a way to tell that story without telling that story. And that, it doesn't have to be the real story.
By the way, I was just giving an idea. Like, okay, so it's the, everybody on Instagram, it's these videos we all see on Instagram. Tell me if y'all ever caught it, where you'll see like a woman and a man in a car and it's sponsored and she'll be like, I had a song made for my husband. So they'll be in the car, then the song will play and it'll be like another voice and it'll be like, I met you when you were 18. You told me this, I told you that. And the husband is like, is this us? This talking like talking about us. You listen differently when you know who the person is.
As I get a, what he's saying, though. When you tell who the actual story is, right. Everybody does.
It's different.
Look at, but I never, but I said I would do that if I got, like, say, a genius interview or, like, I had, a, like, a real
no,
interview.
With no, no. But here's, the idea, here's an idea.
Go ahead. Because she does, by the way, she does, she's a project manager. So she does marketing for artists like yourself. So I definitely want to hear you, Ty. Go ahead.
Here's the idea. So, you know, there's a running joke on social media about how women don't ever refer to the man that we're dealing with by his name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like it's always.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's always a nickname.
They, daddy.
No. When we're talking to each other, like my homegirls know the Jamaican, but they don't know his name. And you never know his name. You don't need a name. As a matter of fact, when I say his name, my homegirl will be like, who?
Now, can I tell you something, though? Now, I'm going to call you out. I got him. Don't worry about it. By the way, I love you. I love smart
people.
You've
loved me for many
years. I know, but hear me out. But let's say you wrote a book about said Jamaican.
Right.
And now everybody's like, the book is juicy. Everybody's like, ooh, she got a book coming out. Nigga, we need to know that Jamaican is.
Not necessarily, because again.
Okay, so, okay, let me give an example. Again. Your favorite artist, Beyonce.
Okay.
Beyonce. Mm-hmm. When Beyonce said, Becky with the long hair. Mm-hmm. Everybody
wants to know who Becky was, but she never indulged in
hear me out. Okay, I'm glad y'all said that. Hear me out. I'm glad y'all said that. I appreciate y'all. But what I'm telling you is, how the fuck did she get there? See, this is the problem. You think you do one. Beyonce has been running the same trick since day one. She tells us her story. When she was fucking new in love with Jay-Z, crazy in love. Nigga, nigga, he doing Bonnie and Clyde 03. They in love. And then here comes, you know, resentment. Lemonade. Then it's like, hold the fuck on. What the fuck happening now? Mm-hmm. She's not happy no more. So we had to, as fans, we had to know who Becky with the long hair was. We needed to know it. And mind you, Beyonce is Beyonce, so that's why. But if she was Noance, and we didn't know she was, she better said Becky with the long hair that works at McDonald's or Old National, and that's on the way.
But look, right? Also, when Lemonade came out, what was the song called? Love Something. The one where she's like, 10 times out of 10, I'm probably lying.
Yeah.
And we all was like, oh my God, that's Jay-Z, and we feel it. And then the songwriter came out and was like, well, actually, guys, it was me. Whether she's telling the truth or not,
But hit me up.
So to your point, we thought Usher was talking about Chili on Confessions, but it wasn't him that wrote the song. Bills, Bills, Bills. We definitely thought Destiny's Child was out here dealing with a whole bunch of broke niggas. They didn't write that song. It wasn't. Right?
No, that's true.
So I think that you can create, I think... Sex in the City, right? In Sex in the City, she always referred to Big as Big. I think we didn't find out Big's name until the movie came out, right?
I knew that.
6 seasons of the show.
Yeah, but
calling him Big.
But,
so I think that she can like create a character around the song. You can tell stories.
Hit me out.
We're still vested because it's her. We're still vested because we all have, man.
But listen, why are we vested?
The boy I was in love with because we all have been there.
No, but
not because we necessarily know the exact person that she's talking about.
I got your question.
We've all been there.
I'm gonna challenge you.
Okay.
There's 150,000 songs dropped today. Why are you listening to hers?
Well, we're already on her page. We already like her.
That's my point. How do we get people to like them?
The new people.
Right now, go ahead.
New people.
But you're.
I heard the song and she told the story and I was like, oh,
that's beautiful.
Now I want to go hear
Jay. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't need to know who the guy is.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying instead of paying $8,000 for a video.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
Use him.
Yes. Listen, I was out there shaking my head vigorously. You're 1,000% right about that. That video could have been $1,500. Yes. That video could have been a camera on your vanity as you're doing your makeup and you're singing the song. That's not even $1,000, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, then you can put that money into the other thing.
I'm going to go back to my first point, too. Remember when I told you on this grind season, I started moving as if a label because I was going based off, too, what I did at Warner. Mm-hmm. And, too, every time I did a video at Warner from Cheated or Signs, it was with a treatment. It was with a whole production team. It was like that. But it didn't work.
And that's why.
You can do a treatment, a whole production team for less than $8,000. And if somebody else is giving you that $8,000, mm-hmm. you know this. Ray knows this. I know this. That's a loan. They're not giving you that $8,000. So if they give you eight, maybe you better spend three.
And my thing to you is this.
And you know what I'm saying? Do something else with the other five. And my thing, the five to the side.
And my thing to you is this, is that Ty's right when you've made it. The problem is with most artists, one of the things that hurt artists is them acting like they made it when they haven't.
True.
Right?
Yes.
So my thing is you have to be realistic about where you are in the process. I hate when artists measure themselves to a star. Motherfucker, that's a star. Measure yourself to where they started. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. We didn't know who Taylor Swift was who she was with that first album, but she was speaking for girls like her. You know what I'm trying to say? It's just like I work with songwriters. I've been in a room making songs. Words are everything, but just because you don't write don't mean that you can't represent it. Because like Beyonce with the richest nigga in hip-hop history, she getting them bills paid. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel what I'm trying to say? She's still independent. She pays into the character. When I work with an artist, I'm always like, give me the character. Give me the characters in your movie. Who in your movie? Like, Usher character, Jermaine, is in this movie. That's his producer. So anytime Usher's there, we know Jermaine is there. We ain't gonna ask what he's doing there. We know who he's there for. We know who the girlfriend was that he broke up with. And she got on the radio on V103 and says, Usher committed the ultimate no-no. We still was like, damn, he cheated. So while we're listening to the album, we also think we're watching the movie.
But you just told her not to compare herself to where the artist is now, where they started. Confessions was his third or fourth album?
Glad you went there. Let's go there. Okay. Watch this. I like a motherfucker that challenged me. I got you. Don't worry about it. You got somebody helping you, but let's be clear. Usher had hits. You make me want to leave. You remind me. He's always been a toxic nigga that was motherfucking wanted a bitch that he couldn't have or wasn't supposed to have or did something he wasn't supposed to do. That's been his whole career.
Right.
Confessions is the biggest of all of them put together because we knew who he was talking about. When he said, "You remind me," if that song was to Brandy about Monica, we might have looked at it totally fucking different.
Yes.
It was big, but it's bigger when we know.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is that I'm only comparing Confessions because that is the peak of one of the greatest stars of our time who has had hits in every album, by the way. Mm-hmm. But that album is the one that stands out.
Interesting.
Because it's the story.
You know what's interesting about Usher?
Tell me.
As much as we were dialed in with Chili, or as much as that, you feel like knowing him and knowing his actual, the specifics of his story matter. Do you know how many people just found out Usher had 4 kids when he posted a picture with him and his 2 youngest?
Yeah, I didn't even know he had.
He
got 2 with Tamika and 2 with Jen. He got 2 with Tamika and 2 with Jen.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Last year, he posted a picture with the 2 with Jen.
Yep.
And people like, forgot. Who light-skinned babies is this? Usher got kids? And we're like, no, these are the 2 youngest of 4.
That's 2 others.
Usher got 4 kids?
Yeah.
When Usher had 4 kids? They don't.
But can I be honest with you? Ooh, I hate to say this because I love Usher. I think Usher would have been bigger if he talked about his business more. Maybe. I think. Listen, when Beyonce dropped, and I'm talking about his business not via talking, but via music.
Right.
When Beyonce dropped Lemonade, her nor Jay-Z spoke about it. Nigga, guess what? I know this for a fact. Jay-Z heard Lemonade like a day or 2 before the world heard it.
I love that.
Nigga,
so much.
He didn't even, that's my point.
But you know how many people still hate Jay-Z?
No, I do, but guess what? What does Jay do? He's the smartest man in hip hop. He drops the 444 album. You almost lost the baddest girl. You almost was Eric Benet. Nigga, don't be Eric Benet.
And then he did a song on the Carter's album where she was talking all kinds of reckless, like, yeah, nigga, you had to go get a new ring. What's up with it? Talk to people, right? And the fans still, like, it's, I think, so.
That's my point.
Ultimately, as a brand.
You about to say what we were saying. Go ahead.
Maybe. but I'm not sure, but dig this. So, because every so often I listen to music in Spanish at my house, every so often when I'm watching TV, I'll get the exact same commercial, but with Spanish, right? So they take the exact same commercial, put a Spanish soundtrack under it for the Spanish customer.
Yeah.
Put it in English for the English speaking customer. Every once in a while, they'll take that same commercial and put 3 black kids.
Yep.
Or they take the voiceover, and instead of voiceover being a white person, they get MC Light to come in and do it, right? So the most important part is identifying your various audiences. So there's a, I'm about to give y'all a gem. You do a consumer profile, right? You know, are you familiar with a consumer profile? Okay.
We call it, so I call it brand audits. That's what we call it.
Brand audit?
Yeah, but consumer profile.
So the consumer profile, the way that, you know, and I think there's a better word for it, but I'm blanking on what it is right now. So you break down who you think your audience is.
Mm-hmm.
You start with actual data, right? So like, okay, if you look at your analytics on social media, you see that the majority of your audience is female. The majority of your audience is from 23 to 35, mm-hmm. right? Out that number, then you start to think yourself who you think your audience is, right? Because you don't really know. And then, or who you think you would like your audience to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that 25 to 30, it could be one who did go the traditional college route, right? So she's 25, she's fresh out of law school, and she, mm-hmm. you know, had a boyfriend that her family maybe thinks is not on her level, right?
Yeah.
And she built out that story. Then there's the 30-year-old who's maybe a mother of 2, and the kids are like, one is 15, the other one is 3, because she had the 15-year-old when she was really, really young. And so she has a story. One of them is married, one of them is single, one of them might be gay, one of them is single and is like, fuck all niggas, I don't need it. Mm-hmm. The other one is single and is like really like the one where all her friends are like, sis, you cannot be this stupid about men, right? So you identify who all of your different audiences are.
Yes.
And then you find the Venn diagram. You find the thing that's in common in between all mm-hmm. of them, the thing that's going to speak to the most of them. And then that's the thing that you spend your most money on, right? But then there's
that's marketing of the product.
Yes, marketing
okay,
of the
perfect,
product.
Perfect. Right? I just want
to
make sure.
That's exactly. So you want to know what your product is, and then you have to be able to sell that product in different ways to different people. 90% of the water that we drink is owned by Coca-Cola. And 90 is a weird, it's probably not an accurate number, but like you'd be like, ew, Dasani, I'm not drinking Dasani, I'm gonna drink smart water. You're still putting money in Coke's hands. Mm-hmm. Right? But they figured out a way to give you Dasani, to give you smart water. Me personally, they somehow convinced me that the black smart water tastes better than the blue smart water because
alkaline.
It probably don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? The blonde taste test, you put all that shit in the cup, I'll probably drink it. But I think that more than, you have to know how to sell your brand to mm-hmm. anybody. You have to know how, no matter who walk in and be like, oh, you know what? You remember the girl that was in love with you when you were 16? Imagine if she wrote a song about you. Here you go, brother. This is, fellas, close your eyes and pretend I'm her, right? Mm. Or like, ladies, like, remember, you know, like, that love, you could have a whole live about it. How that love when you were 16, you thought was love. You thought you was so in love at 16. Oh, my God. Until you met that man and he was 5'3". And that love was gone. I'm not sorry, man. But, yeah, like.
I'm 5'8". Nigga, don't bother me.
Until you got outside of your neighborhood. And then you realized, like you said, you thought that was love until you experienced a different type of love, an adult love, right? Or, like, what you want as a woman in your 20s at 22 is going to be different than what you need from a man at 32 or 42, 52, right? So.
We'll make sure we get what you're saying.
Pause. I'm sorry. I had a.
Pause. Don't worry about it. They'll see.
Thank you.
They'll see. You. They'll see.
But yeah, like, you have to be able to package that thing differently. And so to take it back to Beyonce specifically, those of us who are lovers of love and believers of love, we heard Lemonade. Then by the time she got to the end of Lemonade, she was back in love, and they were going to solve a love drought. And
we did all night. Fall. Kissing and loving and hugging? We did all night.
That is my shit.
Toronto wrote that.
That is my shit. I love that because I want that, right? Mm-hmm. But then the girls who don't want that, they still like, nah, nigga, Becky with the good hair, we remember. What's up, right?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. she still has something to go towards all different type of audiences.
Exactly. When you listen to Renaissance, if you pay attention, is broken into acts. Mm-hmm. Act one is coming back into myself, feeling independent. I'm a superstar. It's me. Act two, I'm in love. I'm so in love. Sir, it's two songs back to back for you.
Yeah.
Right? And then act three is, but we outside. Act three is, I'm on my business. Act three is, you know, move out the way. It's playing victim and the villain at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So she's mm-hmm. able to give that to different people to the point that the person that's in love can be stuck on Virgo's Groove and Plastic on the Sofa. And the person that still hates Jay-Z can skip right over them two songs and keep it going, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, figuring out how to manipulate the product.
Yeah, but the way Ty just so eloquently broke down Beyonce's album, because she announced that she's a fan. I'm trying
of
to
love.
Show you.
Not of Beyonce, of love.
You say you like Beyonce.
I love Beyonce. But I process Beyonce differently as somebody who's a fan of love.
I know, but you also take the time to process Beyonce. Do you take the time to review that album? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I would say, do you take, and I didn't know that, you probably don't do the same thing for Michelle Williams if she dropped an album. Like, I just don't think, it's only because, if I'm being honest with you, I think the reason why Beyonce is such a star is because we know who her best friends are, Kelly Rowland, Michelle, we know who her dad is, we know who her mama is, we know who her sister is. Nigga, we know who her husband is. We know her kid's name. Like, dog, they could have easily. Can anybody have named Madonna's kids?
Madonna's kids? I know. What? I know Lourdes. Yeah. And I know one of the black. Yeah, Lourdes is the one that she had first. And I know one of the daughters that she adopted, her name is Grace.
See what I'm saying?
But you're right. But.
Because we don't care enough, because Madonna doesn't have a husband that we know.
No, it's because Madonna was Madonna before she had them kids.
No, that's
when
not.
Vogue was, Beyonce when was Vogue Beyonce? Was out, when Vogue came out, when she put out Vogue, when she was in the cone top era, she did a whole book about her dancers. The people who were Madonna fans knew the name of every backup dancer she had, every designer. Like, it's a lot of people that know Zendaya's stylist. I forget his name. But, like, he has fans. Because we're in the social media era now, everybody around you has fans.
Thank you.
And what I know about R&B artists is that we may not know. Like Duran Bernard, are you familiar with who that is?
No.
Okay, so Duran Bernard is a singer who I think came to prominence. He's also one of Erykah Badu's backup singers, but he has a career of his own now. He just put out a project. He just went on a tour, sold out almost every stop. I think he did the Loft here in Atlanta, sold that out, right? The people that are Duran Bernard fans, the way that fandom works now, everybody has a Navy. Everybody has a Barb's. Everybody has a fan army that knows everything. Everything about their lives in a way that I, as a casual listener of your music, or I, as somebody who will take that first Lucky Day album and put it on, I put that Lucky Day album on repeat. I can't tell you shit about that boy. Nothing.
Yeah.
But that first album is my shit.
And that is why he can sell shows, but he's not a fucking star. Stars is interesting you. The problem that most artists have is that they think they're selling music. You're no longer selling music. You're selling you, and the music you're making is a soundtrack to the life that we see.
But this is what I'm telling you, though. There are Duran Bernard fans that have bought in. He hasn't gotten there yet, right? Like, mind you, that this is somebody who I think maybe people started really, really taking notice of during the pandemic. So we're talking about 4 years, right? I think that it's the chicken and the egg, honestly.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
So you get vested in the artist because you love the music, or sometimes you get vested in music because you love the artist as a person. I think that's universal to all genres. No,
but I will say this. If I love you, then I love you. Like, if I love you, I'm going to meet you wherever you are. Yeah. If I love your music, I'm going to be like when people say, I miss the old Kanye, I'm like, oh, you must not know who Kanye is then. Because if you've been listening, there's nothing he's doing now that shocks me except for maybe... the wife, the new wife. That's weird to me because it's like,
maybe. Well, I mean, I think that if Kanye, if anybody was able to get Kanye the support that he needs to deal with the many things that are going on inside of his head, because there's a lot of shit going on inside of his head, right?
Sure.
Your mother died. My mother passed away. I was 16. I'm now much older than 16.
So you're going to say age? I'm never
say
it.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm 44. Next Saturday makes 28 years since my mother passed away. Mm. It still impacts me. It still affects me. It's still,
same with my father.
You know what I'm saying?
My father died when I was 22.
So now imagine if you felt like you were responsible for that death, right? Mm. Imagine being at the size that you are, right? And like you said, people who remember Kanye back at the very beginning, like I remember, I don't know if you were there, Kanye did a listening session at Doppler here in Atlanta for late registration. He broke down every single song. It was like maybe 20 people in the room. He broke down every single song. But that wanting to give everybody the finger and do whatever the fuck I want.
to you. I'm sorry, because we will take over.
I'm sorry.
But what we're saying, but here's the real lesson, because, you know, we don't have a lot of time. But here's a real lesson. The real lesson is, look how three people who don't really care to talk about music, who are probably jaded by music.
I'm just saying, probably.
Like, it's kind of, it's hard to not be when it's so much.
Yes.
It's hard to fall in love with an artist, and then tomorrow is two more, and then tomorrow is three more. It's so hard. But the thing is that, see how we went to those lines, and we went to those lyrics, went to those moments? That was when we was at an age where we needed that. And what I'm telling you is, now you are at an age where you can talk to that 18-year-old girl that might be confused. You might talk to that 18-year-old girl that might think it's love. You might talk to that 19-year-old girl who just had a baby but trying to figure it out. You can be the voice for that group, but you just got to figure out what you want your voice to be. Like, who are you? Like, Jay-Z talked to me the same way Ye talked to me. Ye talked to me where I was. Jay talked to me from where I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, you never aspired. You always wanted to just be like Hov, because he was always the man. Even Ye wanted to be like Hov. That's why he did My Big Brother. Like, he always told us a story. I love Big Brother, by the way. Like, I love how he says, I thought I was going to rock with my brother, but they still told me you could buy two tickets. And he's like, damn, I still ain't made it enough. Well, I'm thinking I'm going to do this. But the point is that, what superstar is willing to say that?
Right.
So I did a song with Coldplay. Next thing you know, Jay got a song with Coldplay. Like, damn, no way. Then he's like, I told Jay Brown, should have known that was going to get back around. Like, it was like, for me as a person that might have to deal with these people, I heard that, like, oh, I ain't saying nothing around Jay Brown. That shit might get back around. Like, it's just natural. It's just natural. And that's what you got to do. You have, artists are superheroes. You have to give us your vantage point. Like, and by the way, superheroes and villains. But ain't nobody normal. You're either a superhero, you a motherfucking villain. And you could be both to different worlds. Because to black people, Kanye's a superhero. But to another culture, he's probably a fucking villain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, but you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm just saying that, dog, there's something for everybody. You just got to pick a side. And once you pick that side, it'll be fine. Todd didn't think it was cool to show your boyfriend.
And from what I was just understanding, too, you feel like what makes a superstar is when they let the audience basically into their life a little bit, when they feel like they can connect with them.
Well, like, okay, so let me get an example. You know who's, I hate to do this, y'all. Todd, don't get on me about this.
What?
I hate to do this. I'm going to give you an example of a star who does nothing, but they are a fucking star.
Ooh.
Because we know their business. Krishan. Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
I don't want to dive into her. I don't want to dive into her because we ain't got time. But I'm just saying to you, this is someone who has maintained our interest, or not our interest, the interest of the public, by going back and forth, fuck this nigga, now I love this nigga. Now this nigga in jail, now I got a nigga name tattooed. It's like, I think the face tattoo was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, no, she's had, that's the fourth one.
But that's the fourth one. After her saying, fuck that nigga, him saying, that's not my baby, da-da-da, he's showing up a new girl. No, I'm just saying, the face tattoo, but my point is this. The one thing I got to give her, if she either she is dumb as a doorknob, or that little bitch is brilliant, and I don't call nobody dumb, because people used to call me dumb.
Well, I think she's damaged and she's lashing out. I'm not saying we can dive into the psychology, but I'm understanding
that we have to think about the public,
right?
The fact is that we shouldn't know her. Do you know who Big Sean? Does anybody know Big Sean? With his girlfriend's famous.
But here's the thing too. Like, I think that real quick, and I'm so sorry, but like, I think that we also have to look at. There's two things that win fans, right? And you can decide which one. It's either relatability.
Yes, I'm like you.
Or, like, I'm like you. Or you're just like me, maybe with a little bit more money. Or you're just like me because I could see myself getting you, like you and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Or even you and Kanye,
yes.
Right? Or it's the thing being just out of reach, right? Mm. We know Beyonce. Just enough. Beyonce. Beyonce We've always known just enough about Beyonce, right? When Beyonce was country as fuck, Beyonce ain't do no interviews. That's why now when we see the interviews and Beyonce's talking and she sounds like that girl from Houston, you're like, oh my God, like that girl is country.
She has
mystery
with her.
Exactly.
And I think that adds to her lore.
I feel like but
she can, but she can afford
it. She can play different. She can play different because she's already there. She's already at the top.
Well, Kelly Rowland is there, but Kelly Rowland married Tim. Tim is a regular guy.
Yes.
No.
To the public.
To the public. No. Yes, he is. Tim is my nigga. Tim is Kelly's hubby.
We know what
he's
doing.
That's what she just said.
We know
what he's doing. But that's my point. No, but my point is.
You're saying a regular nigga like not a
celebrity. Yeah, Jay-Z is a superstar.
Like, Jay-Z is a star. They both can put 30,000 people in the room separately.
Yes.
Nigga, that is a fucking power. So, I think she added to the allure of who she was. And to me, it's like Kelly is like the sister that we all love, and Beyonce is like the sister that married that rich nigga that didn't stop, that followed her.
She's
that was like,
sister.
Daddy told me get a degree in education and do this. And I'm, you know, that she's that girl. That's why I think women love her so much and are fascinated with her so much. And she's also not afraid to be herself. Yeah. We did a song for Kelly Rowland. We did Kisses Down Low. I like my kisses. I don't know if Kelly really liked that.
Right.
Like, that was a song that was made. She sung it. It went great. It went platinum. But she didn't own it. Like, she's not an overly sexual girl. Like, I remember when we saw the video, Kelly was totally straight up. She was like, Ray, I'm not with all that. It's too much sexual. Like, and I love her for that.
Right, she's. Yeah.
I love her for that.
She understand who she is.
She understand who she is. But my point is that she still has maximized. She's on the Airborne commercial.
Yep.
She's everywhere. She's still making money. She's still in. She had the number two movie on Netflix. Period. So it's not like she's not making her wave. She's maximizing herself. Know yourself. Maximize that. That's the key to being an artist.
Nope.
And don't
right
until
yeah, like, no, smart.
Know yourself, maximize it. Once I figured out I like talking, I'm gonna sit down and talk. It was people who might not have known. Like, I know a lot of people, but people don't probably know me like you know me. I've sat in the room and heard me talk. So now people are like, nigga, I ain't never used that smart. I'm like, how the fuck you think I got this far?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm luck? But the reality is, I figured out who I was and I maximized myself. That's all you got to do. Do I want people to know who my nigga is? Do I want to keep him private? Those are two different artists.
Yes.
We can build on the private shit. Now we got more flexibility because we don't got a name. So we could talk about if he hit you, if he cheated on you, if he gave you something. Like, it's so many things we could talk about. But if we're not going to do that and we think we're just going to make music, we're going to lose.
Yes.
Everything has to be connected to real life. Ty St. Louis was sitting over there on that couch. As soon as she heard that record is out, I watched her look up. You telling the story got someone who wasn't in here to look up to look up. That's what music is. You can't just put out a song. You got to put out a song and say, you put out a song called The God Show and then be like, has anybody ever heard of that Ray Daniels show? What the fuck is that called again? The God Show. Now they're saying, you know, you got to do that. You got to find a way to make them talk about you without feeling like it. I know it's people that don't like me, but gotta respect where I'm at because their cousins are sending me to them. Yo, Ray, it's like, fuck, I hate this nigga, but you can't.
You gotta respect
it,
though.
Truth, my nigga, this is what I'm, it's like, I was a Knicks fan, I hated Michael Jordan. But nigga, when he retired, I was like, I ain't gonna lie, that nigga's the best to ever do it. Cause I knew we wasn't gonna win no goddamn championship while he was playing. We only won one time when he retired. So you just kinda get used to knowing this. All you gotta do is figure out, how would I talk about it? Like, Usher says, I confessed, I fucked up. Bruno Mars is like, I hope he buys you flowers. I hope he treats you better than I did. When I was your man, I fucked up. Nigga, fucking Mario is the fucking most, he's, baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? Mm-hmm. Like, if he sung them lyrics in 2024, every nigga in the world would be like, but it made sense. How could you do this? Like, we know who these characters are. That's why we invest in them. If Mario come out and try to do some shit about fucking or hitting pussy, whoa, what's that?
That's not who you are.
Because that's not who you are. That's not who we know you to be. That might be who he is. He's a Virgo like me.
Right.
That's my brother, but he might be crazy. But my point is that
we don't know that from you.
You know, this is how I break it down to every artist. You know who Kirk Franklin is? That's the last thing I'm going to say. I'm a rapper. Jordan's texting me. Kirk Franklin. You know who he is? What kind of music does he make?
Gospel.
Does he talk about fucking?
No.
But he fucks, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
He got kids. He could easily say, man, I fuck for real. Why can't I talk about it? Nigga, because you're making gospel music.
Yeah.
That's not the brand. Everything, you have to define the brand. And we're going to do that next time I see you. We're going to write it down. And we're going to be that. And every time you tell me no, I'm going to say, does the character do that? Because what you don't understand is that you are a character for the fans. The fans see a character.
And they're buying into that character. Music, all that is
and that
bonus.
Character is they're usually who I want to be. Or who I am. Yes. Like you said, it's either I can reach that character or I can relate to that character. But if we don't have a character, we don't have no connectivity. We got no connectivity. You're just one of 150,000 artists who is popular. You almost got 1 million followers on Instagram. Like, you popping. And you mean to tell me you still trying to figure that shit out? Go ahead.
Can I say one thing?
Go ahead. That, by the way, that's it for me. Ty, you can close it out.
All right. So the thing I'm going to close out with is, yes, a lot happens on the internet today, but... Mm-hmm. You got to get off the internet and touch your fans.
Yes.
Right? If that million people, first of all, out of your million followers, you know, you can look at your engagement and you see how many of those people are actually active followers. But if all of those followers, if you went to, if you can't get 20 people to buy a ticket to a show, you're missing it.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that everything is digital. I understand everything is streaming.
But they say that, though. They say it's like... Now in this age, we don't have a lot of superstars who could sell out like arenas and stuff.
No, but part of the reason is because a lot of, and this is going to get deeper than it needs to, but I think that there's a lot of people, because you grew up on the internet, you grew up in a time where you did not have to touch and connect with people directly. A lot of artists, to me, are skipping that step. A lot of artists are not going outside. A lot of artists are not creating that personal connection to artists that really makes you want to be more vested. And then the other thing that you got to think about too, and I promise, Ray.
Got it.
So Ryan Leslie likes to tell the story when he was pushing that the platform that he had, that the phone thing.
Yep.
What's it called? Smartphone?
The text thing. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
So Ryan Leslie always tells the story about how when Cassie first broke and you Googled Cassie, the first thing that came up was her MySpace page. Mm. And when MySpace shut down, that was it. You've seen multiple outages with Instagram. If that million, if tomorrow they're like, you know what? No more Instagram, right? How do you touch that million people?
Yeah, that's so true.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to be outside.
That's so true.
And when you get outside, talk to them. And make sure camera's filling.
Absolutely.
And then post that on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then let people say, why are these people going crazy for her? Who the fuck is she?
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a line outside? When you see a long line outside, what do we do? What are they online for?
Mm-hmm.
We just want to know. Maybe we need to be in line. We need to know. Create the line. Mm-hmm. Once you create the line, the fans are going to all get in the line, or they're going to be curious. And if they like what they see, they're going to get in line too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you break yourself. You ready to do it?
Yeah. I'm ready to do it.
I like the Florida, sure. Florida's R&B princess, by the way.
Yeah, I like Florida's R&B princess.
So Florida. R&B princess.
Going to be a lot of fights.
Yes.
Huh? Bitches in Florida can fight. Going to be a lot of fights.
No, but I mean, but at the same time, bitches in Florida can fight, but also.
And you wear that shit with confidence?
Exactly.
You know what? They're going to fight.
And the other thing, too, is who else is putting off of Florida right now?
That's what I think. Like, it's not a lot of singers, I feel like. And it's just like, you know what? That's what I'm okay with taking that Florida's princess crown. It's okay with me.
Well.
I'm young and
fresh.
Well. It's 6 months, y'all. Y'all see everybody on this couch. It's 6 months. Ray, you told me one time when I was in your studio. You told me last time when I was 18, I came in your studio. You said, Tony, look, you rocking with me, I'm rock with you, we gonna get rich, I'm telling you, we gonna do this plan. Y'all, I've been hustling these 12 months, I'm back up in here, I'm gonna do this plan, but I'm gonna give me 6-7 months. By 6-7 months, everybody
we
on this couch.
We selling out our first show in Florida.
Yeah, selling out the first show in Florida.
We're gonna sell it up first.
Where are you from?
Miami,
okay.
But well, we might go to Palm Beach or something.
No, do it in Miami. Do it
Miami,
in Miami.
I don't know if Miami gonna show up like that.
Do it in Miami. You know what? Miami won't show up, or if Miami doesn't show up, Palm Beach will come out.
Let's do it.
Bulls will come out. Fort Lauderdale will come out.
So, yeah.
So, else they gonna do? You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, Broward for sure. Broward for sure.
Radius is gonna come down.
September, we selling out your first show.
Yes, and by that time, more music dropping. I'm going to have an EP out.
Listen, it's on camera.
It's going
to
be nice.
You know, this gets uploaded to the world. They can see you.
You know, Lord Jamar just said the way that you get to your goal is that you got to bring it into the realm.
You
got to
start manifesting this. Like, I'm going to be the next R&B singer.
So we're selling out your first show. Florida's R&B princess is selling out. They float. So now I got an idea for how to do the music. We're going to do a whole project. Everything is going to be Florida. And I don't give a, every song needs to be named after a different city. and the city could be a nigga name. It could be Palm Beach. And it's like, let me tell you about this nigga I met at Palm Beach. Be like, I got my main nigga in Miami, but I got this nice nigga in Orlando. Like every, it gotta be like Florida. Okay. I don't care if anybody across the world listens. Only people I want to listen is Florida people and people who are curious about Florida lifestyle. That's the only people should listen. And then we drop another one, and then you call yourself the big R&B princess, and then we come. And I might do it with 1 RPM because I like Todd, because Todd does that. So this is the God Show, Artist Spotlight. Shout out to Tony Soleil. Shout out to Ty. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to our sponsors.
Wait, where do we find Tony Soleil?
I'm going to tell you. No, we're going to put a name at the bottom of the screen. It goes the whole time. And shout out, more importantly, to you. Because if we talking in front of these cameras and ain't nobody watching, this shit don't matter. But you watching that one view, that three view, I don't give a fuck. We appreciate y'all. Like, share, subscribe. Let's get it. We out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.